is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave the wheat to brown. It goes by so long, and in plantation, I may never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you are you cook and go to well.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Monday, so you know we will be going to Abaco Live on the flip side of the break. When we see you, of course, by John Shoes, we'll see what's buzzing in Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will be joining us live on the flip side of the break. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. We'll open up the lines. I haven't talked to Abaco in a couple of weeks, so we're going to be glad to get caught up with exactly what's going on in Abaco. And then, of course, you know, Roscoe and I are going to chop up some other things. But if you want to chime in and you want to be, you know, part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's check this phone line real quick because we got to get to Abaco. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, GNN?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature. That's really right. I got to get in early to clarify something.
Oh, Lord. What you get yourself into between this morning and me coming on air? What happened?
When you hear the GNN say something, either I write on or I ain't fire.
Okay.
Nah. Last week, Pearly and her husband gang bang on me, right? Okay, I give them that. But I came back and say, I get the names mixed up. It wasn't Brent Seminet. It's Moscow them who owned that building. Right?
Okay.
Good. Now, that big porthole, what was in the front of there, people was complaining for a little while about that porthole, right? Now, y'all saying how immaculate that road paved, right?
The road is paved immaculate, GNN. You got to give them credit for that.
Yes, but I say it got to be a little something more to that. You understand me? Now, I find out why that road paved good like that. Because that building belonged to Moscow.
Here it comes. Brent Simonet and somebody else link up with Moscow to get it paved. Okay, what you got?
Jimmy Moscow, them own the aggregate company, the entire aggregate company in Canada and in Jamaica. They own that.
Okay.
So the government, Pearly L. Husband, them government with the two plants, got to buy all the stuff from Jimmy Moscow.
Now, you know, but GNN, you's my boy, right? But you know, this look like you moving your goalposts now. You look like you're bouncing. You know why? Because last week you say it was Brent mix, hot mix.
I get it mixed up.
You got the mix right. Mix right up. That's what happened.
Anyway,
we leave it up to the listening public to decipher which they want to go with.
But I say that happened because election coming up. That's why.
All right. Anyway, why you just didn't say that one time?
I was a little mixed up.
Why you just didn't cut to the chase and say, look, you know, Naughty, election time coming, so you know.
I apologize.
It's all good, man.
I had no defense. And Muff, my boy, Muff gang me too, but I had the name wrong. But I know it had to be something behind that.
Okay. Listen, one thing about you can get all the conspiracy theories and we'll figure out what is right and what is wrong and what is mixed up. All right, GNN, be safe, my brother. Bless. All right, but, you know, Shannon, He got the mix up. Hey, line that song up for me, man, when we go to the break, okay? Thank you, Mr. Producer. But all right, let's get into the headlines. So we got a lot to talk about, man. And if you're going to talk about it, we got to start with the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure to check out Fine Threads. They got great deals going on right now. Buy one, get one free on jeans. For more information, simply log on to finethreads.com or stop on in flagship store at Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, Southwest Plaza location available for you as well. Monday through Saturday, both locations, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to get you hooked up. And they got everything for you, man. So be sure to check out Fine Threads. All right. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. News and views of Madison's 1844. PLP makes ready for next election. Party prepares for candidate selection. We didn't see this coming. That was the worst kept secret ever. PM outlines measures to lower cost of living. But hold on. First of all, you say it's our fault we got a high cost of living. Now you got outlined the measures to tell us how to lower the cost of living? Seeking once again to reassure, story by Candia Names as well. Seeking out once again to reassure Bahamians of his administration's plans to lower the cost of living, Prime Minister Philip Davis said the cost of electricity is coming down with energy reforms already resulting in lower Bahamas Power and Light bill. Where? For 80,000 consumers? Where, Mr. PM? Where? Now listen, you know you are right with me because you went all the way to Samoa to talk to King Charles about my reparations and the rest of the Bahamians' reparations. So I'm not mad at you. But no, sir. No, sir. I'm in that 80,000, Mr. Prime Minister. I had to drink 3 iced tea the last time. My wife refused to look at the bill. She don't even touch it no more. She opened it one time. She don't open it no more. She don't even touch it. I soon got to put on a hazmat suit to open up that bill, man, because it just had me feeling all. And Mr. PM, and I got to drink 3 iced tea to comprehend and deal with my light bill. No, sir, I can't let you say that because I haven't seen it. And if you got 80,000 people that feel it, I got 180,000 to tell you they don't. Pintard says PM out of touch. Story by Tanika Thompson. Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard on Friday criticized Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis' recent comments on the cost of living as being out of touch. Prime Minister Davis told the Bahamians public with a straight face that the cost of living is a reflection of the choices Bahamians made every day. Pintard said in a statement posted on his Facebook page, in Davis' world and from his own lips, a Bahamian could simply choose to live in Stapledon. And let me get to A10 so I get the quote right. I hate when they do that, man. They go all the way to about A10. Instead of Venetian West, if they want to stay in the middle class. I'm just glad to know we still have a middle class because I thought the middle class was extinct. Like dinosaurs. So, I don't know, you know, where this middle class is, but I'm glad there is one. But yeah, those remarks are out of touch a little bit. It's my fault. What about the hedge fund, Mr. PM? Whose fault is that we bungled it? Is it you or Mr. Sears? I just want to know starting there. And who decided to put Vital Medicine? Okay. Police probe infant death. Story by Rachel Scott. Police are investigating the death of a baby girl that took place in New Providence on Saturday evening. According to reports, around 6 p.m., shortly after she had been fed by her mother, the infant was found unconscious. She was taken to the hospital by ambulance but did not survive. An autopsy will be performed to determine the exact cause of her death. But what's going on? Infant death? I saw reports circulating, some from credible sources, some from social media outlets. What's going on with the video that I saw of those poor twins? Do we have an update on them? Has there been a wellness check done at least, a proper, valid wellness check? Do we know they're okay? I mean, we could sort out the particulars afterwards. We got to do the due diligence because you know how the thing go. A lot of finger pointing, a lot of mudslinging for whatever reasons. And people will pull fast, but we got to find out the genuine, you know, article is the well-being of those kids. So has there been an update? That's what I'd like to know. But anyway, we're all lined up. We got to get to the break. So we got this to talk about. We got Man stabbed to death as well, too. A 57-year-old man was stabbed to death in Black Village area of New Providence on the weekend. Police said reports indicate that around 9 p.m., he was overheard arguing with a man he knew, and the disagreement escalated into a physical altercation. We saw before 1 a.m. yesterday, the victim was found dead in a home on Hyder Street. So read more on that. All right, we're going to get in with Roscoe Thompson on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. I'm going to chop up everything Abaco and a lot of these hot issues right here. And as we get to the break, I got Mr. Producer, fling this one down. The late, great Bob Marley. Too much mixer. I got to send this one out to my good brethren, GNN. You got the mix all right, GNN. But we ain't know if it's the hot mix or the ready mix or the whoever mix. But you got the mix up. Man, just keep bringing it. We can sort it out. Run the track, Mr. Producer.
We have been what we had.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
I'm joyriding.
CIBC Caribbean is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application fee, up to 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
Play Red Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play Red Island Games.
Paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the
mic. Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Guys are wild.
version.
Why you do that? Why you do that, man? Why you do that, Mr. Producer? Why you do it? You're wrong for that. But you know me, boy. I love up some Bob Marley. I will never tell you a word of lie, man. If I'm having a bad day, you fling Bob in, and I guarantee it is one or two tunes that are just going to uplift you, going to motivate you, get you bouncing on track. And yeah, and then, you know, it's mood music, too. I mean, you know, perfect cut right there. I got to bring GNN, mix up. All right. Now, let's get to the phone lines real quick, because I know we got Roscoe to get to, and we'll get to Roscoe in 1 second. Let's get this phone call out of the way. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Good day.
Hey, what's happening?
Last name Silver Doll.
But it's Silver Doll on this show. When it's Thursday, you in Pearly work out, whatever, you all waking out. But
listen, tell GNN, I hope he's sitting down, okay? Because he still gets his info wrong. The gentleman that you spoke to the other day from the hot mix plant, my husband, is not just a regular worker there, you know. He's a superintendent there. Their rocks that they have, that they're paving with, comes from Jamaica. And there was some that they got came in from the DR. Now, there was some, he said, that they got in under the other administration that came
My question
Canada.
Is, ask y'all be for me, what company they got them from? Who owns the company in Canada and in the DR to be getting the stones from?
Well, okay, they're working again tonight. So when he comes home, I will ask him.
That way we can put a lot of questions to rest. We could cut right to the chase and realize who is who and what is what, you know?
Yeah. But again, GNN got a little mixed up information there.
But one thing about GNN, if you take the two sets of the mix up, you get the right answer at some point. It's just like chemistry, though. You got to balance it out and make the right adjustments and subtractions.
Exactly. Do a lot of subtraction.
So he's a scientist still. He's like a mad scientist, but he's still a scientist.
He ain't gonna let me sit that he win.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I kind of like that too, man. I wanna argue with MJ in 22 years, man. But I still try. It could happen.
Younger than women. As long as she's female, I'm sorry. Younger women.
Anyway, you have anything else to say about the road pavements before I let you go? Since you
trying. No, they're paving again tonight. And if it's only because of Moscow, then ask him who under the F&M during COVID they paved the from the hill part the.
Man, listen, like I told GNN, just cut to the chase and say, you know, silly season has started. Because I have seen all parties take care of cronies with road pavements before election. Let's make sure you straight. That's fluff, and
exactly.
True.
Exactly. And, you know, so let's leave it at election. You win GNN.
Them corners early is those corners been making the most noise for the last 4 years. So they finally figure, you know, let's shut them up first so we could, you know, proceed with what we need to proceed with.
Because, you know, in the daytime, they, like he said, they're on Gladstone Road. And then they have a couple other roads that they're going to start soon.
West, though, they need to come in the West.
I guess they come in there, too.
The West is neglected.
They got some in Abaca.
All right, Pearly, be safe. Hey, what's going on, Roscoe? How's the situation over there? Do you all have, like, moon landing craters in Abaca as well? I got one on a couple of corners here, man. If you look down, you know, in the hole deep enough, you could see Australia.
Well, we could see China and some of ours. I think we're starting to sell water to them.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you're making something out of the deal.
We're getting so flooded and, you know, with this rain that we've had the past, not even 8 hours has flooded the town. 6 weeks ago, we were promised our drains would be cleaned, and we have yet to see that. Not just here in Marsh Harbor, but Dundas and Murphytown and other areas.
Wow. One second.
It's amazing. And I did ask the minister today of Works and Family Island Affairs. And I know they got some road work that is being tendered here in Abaco. What areas, I don't know. But I think one is Central Pines.
All right. Well, just hold out to our 1 second, Roscoe, because, you know, I do got to take care of the particulars. Remember, the buds all brought you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, there's a new brand alert at John Shoes. Steve Madden for Men is now available at John Shoes, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Be sure to check them out. Both locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And let me tell you, that Steve Madden line is off the chain. You better get there before me because all them size 12 may be gone. All right, Roscoe, so we still have that situation with potholes in Abaco, obviously.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I agree with the lady that just called. silly season is amongst us. I think it's coming. It's going to be here quicker than I think. It's just too much going on with the government. You see with the contracts and road works and all these things being promised, it reminds me of, you know, gearing up for election.
And you know, it isn't that always the case though, Roscoe? We've seen it since we were small. They come through weeks ahead of time and pave up to take care of the disgruntled people who've been moaning for the last 3.5 years. Like, look, you're supposed to pave this, you're supposed to do this. Whap. They hit them off, and then they proceed.
Yeah, but, you know...
And you'll see other things go on, too, during silly season as to who are they trying to take care of and make sure, you know, I like the people on the street, who are they trying to grease?
Yeah, but be I'd rather you be proactive than reactive, you know? It shouldn't wait until right before election to, you know, do these things to make it seem like you're doing things for the country. This should, you know, it shouldn't, this should have happened the first day after you were in.
I mean, certain things infrastructure-wise should be ready to go within weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I know it's not just Abaco. I know a lot of the family islands are suffering with roadworks and proper infrastructure and stuff like that.
What about any updates on the diesel leak and the oil spill and so on?
Gas station hasn't opened back up in that regard. So I haven't seen any diesel coming out of the drainage. So I don't know what their plans are, but we never heard anything from environmental health or the minister in that regards, you know, brought back to the township. The diesel spill that they had there, it's still, you know, you can still see remnants of the diesel on top of the water when it rains, which is
not a good sign.
Which is not good.
It's not good. Let's be honest, Roscoe. That means that has been compromised. Sediment on the top of rainwater.
Right.
We have a corruption somewhere.
Yeah. No, it's bad. It's just the fact that, you know, it, like you say,
something is broken. Family. Something is out of whack, and it needs to be fixed. And I don't mean a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound kind of cleanup either. I mean, deal with it correctly and get it done.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know, it's just frustrating
because it's generational. That gets into the water tablet, all right, or down into the limestone. We may be long gone, but generationally, our ancestors left behind may be feeling the effects of those spills, and have health crisis because of it.
Yep, you're absolutely future. You know, they just had the swearing in for junior local government today in the public school system, which I was glad to see. And, you know, it's been introduced a little while, but as I said to some of the counselors and the ones that were elected, I said, it's a good way for y'all to start because you'll learn how local government and the system works. But let me just give you a piece of advice now. A promise is a comfort to a fool, because the government promises to do so much for local government. And then at the end of the day, you know, you don't get a quarter of what we're supposed to. We're still fighting to get our money back that, you know, for outstanding checks, you know, things like that. That's still ongoing. I did speak to the director today and, you know, he said to write him and, you know, they would, you know, see about getting it straightened out because we have outstanding checks, you know, that need to be for work to be done and completed.
So... The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah. And even with it, I haven't read the new amendment to the Local Government Act, the amendments, the reappealing the old Local Government Act and with changes, which is fine. Just like some concerns that I see, like revenue collecting for the different areas. So, you know, one of my concerns is if Marsh Harbor and Spring City decide and find a way to generate revenue and say we raise a couple $100,000 a year or whatever it is, how do we know that money's coming back to our area? Is there a special account set up for Marsh Harbor Spring City? Is there one set up for Dundas Town? Or is it going to be the same old consolidated fund with an earmark for, Marsh Harbor or Hopetown or Green Turtle. And of course, if it's a consolidated fund, we'll never see a penny of that.
No. And that's been, you know, but that's been the way of the of how we do things from time immemorial, Roscoe.
Yeah, well, it's just frustrating because, as you said, it seems the more things change,
the more they stay the same.
It's like you want us to do the work for central government, but then what guarantee do we have we are getting? Use Hopetown, for example, that, you know, they signed a contract with government many years ago on property tax, that they would help collect outstanding property tax. And I think it's been 12 years, maybe not that long, but they've yet to see a dollar of any funds that they've helped collect, you know, that they put the work into. So, you know, what does that say? You know, it really makes it hard and difficult to empower local government when you can't even hold up to a contract that was signed, and it's a binding contract.
Let me check the text lines real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty. Regarding Rev's customer service number, there's some awful service going on via phone. We were trying to get to Cable Bahamas for the last 30 minutes via their 300-2200 number. The thing is, you're getting about 5 minutes on a toll-free number. I'm using my live plan. I had to call five times, still can't get through, and my plan is now busted. Very frustrating. All right, I'll get the word out and make some calls. You know, double-check that line, because normally they do a good job with that. So it might be the rarity, you know? Because most times I've called that number, knock on wood, I've had success, but I'll double check it for you. All right, caller? Or texter? Naughty, with a house full of people 5 to 6 years back, my light bill was cheaper. I'm home alone now with a $700 bill. How does the math on that, texter? Naughty, I believe all the Moscows do is import. Are they the importers of those products from said countries? Okay.
Yeah, but don't we have in Freeport Aggregate and that makes the rock and that stuff for paving? For I know, yeah. They have, you know why? Anyway.
Connect the dots, my brother. Connect the dots. And without a proper Freedom of Information Act, it makes it, you know.
Right. I mean, it's just like your texter just said about BPL, you know, in regards to seeing lower bills because it's winter time. You know, it starts our change in the temperature. It's not as bad during the summer. I mean, our electricity bill dropped by a couple dollars, but not to say any real big savings.
Let's check the text again. Naughty, Crooked Island had roadworks going on for the last 4 years and still can't get it completed. Basil McIntosh is the worst, one of the biggest disappointments in Parliament. He's a real louse. Wow. How do y'all really feel, texter? Roscoe, please set up an interview with Dwight. He does not believe the government grabbed the money out of the local government account or that they've trimmed your authority to issue permits for local developments. All of this while they're in the House talking about strengthening the power of the local government.
Who said this? Dwight, who?
The texter says, Roscoe, please set up an interview with Dwight. He does not believe the government grabbed the money out of the local government account or that they've trimmed your authority to issue permits for local developments. All of this while they're in the House talking about strengthening the power of local government.
Okay, well, I mean, I sit on council, you know, I have no problem with that, but they did remove, they left us.
And I just want to let you know that from reliable sources, corporate has just called me, the legal team from corporate has just called me, and I need to make this disclaimer now. Dwight did not say that. That was taken out of context, texter. That's not what was said. And I just got that from legal. So, yeah, I just need to clear the air on that. But go ahead, Roscoe.
Yeah, no. I mean, like I said, and let me make this clear. no matter which party it is, at the end of the fiscal year, central government can come in and remove X amount of dollars that was not spent out of our budget. That's what I'm not disputing that. I can care less about that. What I have an issue with is if we had checks that were allocated and, you know, you're supposed to leave that money in the account to cover those checks that were, and we were only left with X amount of dollars. I think it was like $1,600, you know. That's where I have an issue. When it comes, then I know, just so I clarify this with the texter, with local government and town planning now, plans over 2,400 square feet or 2,500 have to be sent into Nassau for approval. Again, why do we have Ministry of Works? Why do we have Environmental Health in the Family Islands if we are now going to have to start sending stuff back to Nassau? Again, you know, they have the CEP certificate that you have to pay X amount of dollars before you clear your property. You have to send that in. It's a $110 fee. You know, it's more difficult for Bahamians. If you're going to sit here and say we have to send plans back to Nassau, you need to readjust the new local government amendments to put that those type of plans can be approved, you know, here in Abaco. I mean that's just ridiculous.
Well, I think what you know, Dwight said was I wanted to hear it from Roscoe, and I think you've spoken, so now you know.
Yeah, I mean, they...
It's out there.
It's just frustrating. I mean, I've said it, you know, I've said it, Noom, I said it on your show a couple weeks ago. You know, it's just really frustrating because right now I have a dock or a walkway that we want to construct, and I can't do it because I have to make sure that we have, you know, it was a check that was drawn up from a couple months ago, and I don't want to say to the contractor, come and get your check, and he goes to the bank and it's returned.
Wow.
You know, it's just very frustrating. And one thing about local government that I can say, and I know this is throughout the archipelago, usually local government is one of the more reliable branches of government that you get paid. It's usually by the 21st of every month. The last couple months, we're lucky if it's the beginning of the next month that we start seeing our allocation for the previous month. So indications tell me that central government is, I guess the easiest way to say is broke. Would it be taking so long when funds were in our local government account mid-month is now taking, you know, an extra 2 weeks to get in? It's mind-boggling. You know, rather than cutting your budget in certain areas, travel and, you know, consultant fees and this and that, you know, it the rest of the Bahamas suffers because of your inefficiencies to balance a budget.
Now, Roscoe, not to switch it up from that, but I do want to ask this because I've seen videos from like 2 weeks ago. I've seen pictures. I've gotten it from reliable sources, you know, and environmentalists. And you know, naturalists and folks who have actual doctorates in the field, okay? Do y'all have any rattlers in Abaco?
Because
they got one in Eleuthera. Y'all got any rattlers? And I know y'all like the, you know what they say about y'all. Y'all, you know, winter birds like to bring all kind of things to the Bahamas. You think anybody brought a pet rattler in and it got loose in Abaco? Or we just got to worry about Eleuthera?
I would... It's so hard to say. I mean... You don't know what could be in our forest. I'm not saying that there is or there isn't. Snakes get caught up when they're shipping containers and, you know, grass or, you know, any stuff that comes in, you in the pallets, you might get something that, who knows? I have not heard of anything over here yet, poisonous like that, besides spiders.
But you know, that raises a good question though. If over the years now, with the amount of construction, second homeowners from the States moving here, a lot of importation like we do.
Correct.
Over the years, I mean, we may have had some venomous snakes slip through the cracks. My question is, do we have anti-venom on reserve just in case, God forbid, we encounter one of these unknown to us, but, you know, venomous snakes that we now have with us?
And that's a question that the minister would have to answer. I would hope you would think, knowing that, you know, that they have been spotted here or spotted on one island, that they would now keep an anti-venom of that type of,
yeah,
you know,
and if you happen to be walking out in the bush and you hear, that ain't no ordinary chicken snake. You don't need to investigate. Go to next bait and then call the authorities and say, I think I heard a rattler in the bush.
What? Wasn't it found? I thought I read something. It was on Harbor Island. Is that correct?
I've heard Eleuthera and Harbor Island. I've heard two reports.
And unless it swam
from Eleuthera to Harbor Island.
Right. But like you said, Naughty, you get also, like you, for example, Whining Bay, Baker's Bay, they bring in containers worth of stuff.
Correct.
And it's nothing.
It's not their fault. You never know what's in the container.
You never know what's in a vase or something that's been stored away in a warehouse. I mean, you people load it by forklift and you don't know anything until, you know, you have an incident like you did in Eleuthera. I just hope that they address that and make sure, knowing now, because you don't want to get bit by a rattler, especially if you're a kid. And I'm not a doctor, but. You want that anti-venom within
minutes.
Two to 3 hours, but you can start feeling some severe reactions. And if you're a kid and a toddler, you need that within minutes.
That this story has been proven to be 100% true, but it's better to be safe than sorry and be aware and do your due diligence, you know? Proaction rather than reaction, like we say.
Correct.
Let's get to this phone line real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, bless up, Naughty. Bless up, Roscoe.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
You know, the thing is, Naughty, as relates to the roads, right? You know what a caldera is. I don't know why you keep calling these things potholes. They could even hurt people on bicycles. You know, it's a cyclist, right? Yeah, so if you know, there's a big pothole on Cordo Avenue. It's so deep. Listen. I wonder why this takes so long to fix it. Naughty, these things could damage your car, but all these roads lead to nowhere, you know, uptown, downtown, all around town. But a quick comment, you know, as it relates, you was onto something, but as it relates to the rattlesnake, a rattlesnake is quite distinctive, you know, and so if it should, I don't know how credible it is, but, you know, he rattles, and then, you know, I spent a lot of time on my cousin M. Gandadi farm in Georgia, and we always was aware of rattlesnakes, but one of the things I learned was, He used to go pork, tobacco, and watermelon, et cetera, et cetera. But the rattlesnakes, he was very, very, very smart. He built, like, the hog pen, like, he had a big hog pen, like, you know, it's shaped like an L, so it used to be close to the house. Because rattlesnakes really fear pigs. I don't know why. Maybe I don't think the poison enters the skin. Whatever it was, I learned from a child. But as it relates to this pollution, and I hope Dr. Joseph Dabas is okay, because I like to hear from him. As it relates to this oil leak in Abaco, right, Roscoe? Let's be prudent here. There's something called persistent organic pollutants. You might see POPs. So Naughty highlighted that this will affect future generations, right? So this is exactly what it is. This is the same thing like radiation. Each chemical or element has a different lifetime. So not because something goes away and you and I can't see it. Let's be mindful that it still lingers. Let's smell it. Just think about the effects on the ecosystem and you and I, which are part of an environment that most environmental impact assessments totally forget us. We can look at the industrial areas in Freeport, where we see a proliferation of cancer and different. So these companies must be made to pay. I mean, who was
look a marathon here in New Providence?
Yeah, but I'm saying, who was facilitating? You know, expensive for chemotherapy and all these other therapies. You know, it's ridiculous. Even though chemotherapy is quite harmful and invasive, they don't want to admit that to you because that's the way for them to make their money. But it's garbage. It's like outdated radiation. All of these things are outdated. They know that. I don't care how they target it because there's all type of innovations that you will hear from Dr. Pinto and people who are sincere with us. So I just thought I would share that. But as it relates to where they're importing the stuff from, I don't even care if they're getting it from the moon, right, Roscoe? You listening?
Yeah, I'm here.
What they can make when they pave the road, Roscoe. I will see if the roads can still last any longer without developing potholes again. That's what I'm looking at. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Good stuff, 52. Appreciate you as always, man. Always a good convo with 52. Let's get to the other call real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty and Roscoe, how you doing? Shalyn Johnson.
Hey, what's going on, Seattle?
Hey, Naughty, I have a solution for all the potholes around the country, you know.
What is the pothole? What is the solution?
I think we should just sell them.
Sell the potholes?
Like Burger King, Pollo Tropical, KFC. Just let them patch the pothole in exchange. They can put their logo on top of it.
Ah, there you go. That's some good marketing right there. But then they got to maintain the pothole for a year, though. They can't, you know.
Yes. No, they have to pothole. They have to do it correctly. That's where their logo gets to stay there. And so what happens is, it's a good side business, and then you get some people get employed who go around a pothole and spray their logo on top of it. And so we get some solutions to buy. In the meantime, get them some marketing dollars so they give them back to the community.
Yeah, this pothole repaired by KFC.
KFC, there you go. Thank you so much.
There you go. Good stuff, C. Allen. I appreciate you, man. We got to get you on one day and chop it up as well, too. Always a good convo with C. Allen.
Naughty, let me tell you a quick story. When I was in school in Vermont, in Burlington, Vermont, there was a cab driver that drove my mom and grandmother and us around. And he was actually arrested in Vermont. He was called the Pothole Bandit. And you know what he did all through Burlington, Vermont? He planted trees in
the
potholes. And maybe I've seen toilet bowls in the potholes here before, and I've seen
some creative stuff though. In our potholes here too.
You know, it's just like recently. You know, a four-way stop over here, a junction of Calcutta. You know, we could not patch it with patching compound from local government. It was easier for us to grade it, to cover it up and grade it in that section. And I did ask the minister today, when they do road work over here, to please pave that section. Hopefully it gets done. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, man. You gotta take care of yourself. You hold your breath on an issue like that, boy, you know? We might lose you.
You know, I mean, even look at the article in the Guardian, I believe it was in both papers today about the new thing at the LNG down at the port, you know, with the cruise ships coming in.
Yeah, I mean,
a 38% savings if you're a foreign, you know, cruise ship over BPL rates.
What about us? What about me and you? What about our stress?
Yeah.
What about the tree iced tea I have to drink to open my bill, not to let alone pay it? Just open it.
And to make it even more, I can say this. But you got a PM that's not in touch with the Bahamian people. I mean, it makes a comment about,
hey, I understand there's been some shortcomings with the PM, but just remember, Osco, he went all the way to Samoa to talk to King Charles for our reparations, okay? I just want to let you know that. Don't forget that. Now, me and you may not get as much reparation as others, but he still can get us some reparation.
Yeah, but when? Have we seen anything?
Not coming right now, though. He went to see King Charles, so that's the important thing.
But here's my fact. You have somebody that is out of touch with what's going on in his own country. You know, I mean, that speaks volumes. And then, you know, and I'll give Michael Pintard kudos for calling him out. You know, there you go. Keeping the opposition, keeping this administration's feet to the fire.
And that's the job they're supposed to do.
Exactly. But here you go. But you can't even get no answers because they will not answer any questions in the House of Assembly. So basically what they're doing is shutting out the Bahamian public. And it reminds me of the Pinlan era, you know? What we report is what you hear.
Take it or leave it. That's what it is. We tell you what the news is.
It's just not people in Nassau. It's people throughout this archipelago of our beautiful nation that are suffering. Abaco, you know, Eleuthera, all different areas have their own issues and ways that they're suffering.
And we got to keep talking about it. And tomorrow is Freeport, and we'll do it again. And our cost of living is out the roof. And we do need, we got to get to the break, man.
All right,
so we'll pick
up
this convo again next Monday. I appreciate you. Thank you for being so candid.
Thank you for having me. And the government complex, they're working on the joists, on the rafters again. So
all right,
we should see something there shortly.
Keep us posted, man. I appreciate it.
But I got have a good day, and good day, Bahamas.
You too, bro, and be safe. And in regards to Abaco, yeah, man, let's get to the break.
And Naughty, happy Remembrance Day and Veterans Day.
Yes, to all our veterans, happy Remembrance Day and Veterans Day. Yeah, it would be remiss because we had veterans serving that too. But yeah, we got to get to the break right now. So we dug in the crates. We got De La Soul. Yes, the classic, Potholes in My Lawn. Because there's potholes everywhere in the 242. On the beach, on the street, in the lawn, everywhere. Everywhere, and even potholes, they craters, they caverns. Careful before one of y'all hit them and all your piston and your gearbox drop out in the road. And if you're in a small car and you help me, Jesus, that means you're done falling. Let's go.
To leave my garden untended because I has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Even paws are after my right of seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheets. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evildoers through the big hole? They get to evildoers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn shoe. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plug chair and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause boom.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa! Buenos dias! It's Monday! It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
83 pelotas. 303. 303.
Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
It goes by so long, and implantation, I me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them work to slap them in them face. Why are you? You and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell, and all those bonds that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray, wait on your judgment day. Bobby wrong, me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the Peter could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the Peter could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. See ya, get to youth me, I beg you be wise. Cause pirates them we strike you with them black and white. Whoa, Lord, hey. But be careful what you sign, cause some things get you victimized, and it will get you paranoid. So burn them out, fire burn a week at Babylon and the
free. We're back at ya on the Monday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're about to talk sports. You know, it's Monday Night Football going on tonight. You know, you might want to stop off at KFC and get that KFC bucket time. 8 pieces of chicken, 4 biscuits, thighs and legs, all right? No dish duty. Just enjoy your bucket while you watch the game. $20 VAT included. You can't beat it. Available for you at your favorite KFC Nassau location. And remember, take advantage of those dining rewards, man. If you got them, take advantage of them as well. And if not, get part of that dining rewards program. All right. It's time to get into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And be sure to check them out. Great lunch specials Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Big things popping all the time at Naughty Johnny's. And the food is always off the chain. Give them a call, see what they got going on. 3776. All right, on this day in sports history, where do we begin? Keep an eye out for Pearly, but I know Pearly got some technical difficulties going on today, so he may be hit or miss with the Pearl. But nonetheless, let's have a gander at today in sports history. Because, like I say, always good to have a look at what happened on this day. And today's date is November 11th. So when you think of November 11th, you know, maybe you had a good day, maybe you had a bad day. Maybe we had a full day. Maybe we had a short day. So I will check it out right now. I'm pulling it up right now, today in sports history. So we know exactly what happened on this day. And like I say, it's all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And it's always well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
What's happening, Mystery?
You all right?
I'm good, man. The Cowboys lost, heading down to closer and closer to a top five draft pick. Yes, man, I'm good. What's going on with you, my brother?
I only checking on you, man, to see if the temperature is good and everything is
yeah,
going
how
well.
About you? I know you sound like you're a little nervous tonight because your favorite quarterback, too, about to take the field.
That's the sad part about this day. Very sad.
That's the sad part about this day. No, listen, man, I can be honest with you. I like what's going on in Dallas. Let them tank, let them get beat, you know, and then retool. The only way that we've done well with making that team competitive over the years is through the draft. We get that right.
So you still think that $240 million on Dak Prescott was a good investment?
That's here nor there right now, Mystery. I mean, that's the going rate of quarterbacks in the NFL. In a minute,
not for Dak Prescott, though.
Hold on. But you could look at other quarterbacks and say Trevor Lawrence, not worth it. A couple others, not worth it. Two, maybe not worth it. So that's the market. That's the landscape. That's the price of buying a house, you know what I mean, in
right.
the NFL. So that it is what it is. But like I say, you could always tank and get a nice brand-new quarterback in the draft.
I agree.
Trade maybe Dak to the Raiders and get that first-round pick because, you know, the Raiders, they want something.
Did you watch the Lions game last night?
Excellent football game. The Lions and the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens are the best three teams in football right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, Lions were supposed to lose that game last night.
But sometimes, just like with the Kansas City Chiefs, it's not whether you're good or whether you're backy or not. And both those teams have got a lot of luck going for them, Kansas City and Detroit. So it is what it is. Sometimes it just, that's how the deck is stacked. They got the deuce of diamond and the deuce of spade. And they ready and they trump tight.
Well, the two big games next week, eh?
Yeah.
Kansas City and Baltimore.
Kansas City and Baltimore. And I think they got one over there in the NFC as well, too.
Yeah, that's a division game.
Kansas City and Baltimore? No. Conference, AFC, but not a division game.
Yeah, conference. All right.
All right, good stuff, my brother. Have a good one, man. Always good to hear from you. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Big Chief?
Listen man, it's Kansas City and Buffalo, not Baltimore.
Listen. Hold on. I want you to know something. I want to share this with you. I told my sons at an early age, you know, you could pick your friends, you could pick your whatever, but you can't pick your sports teams and your junk canoe group, right? Well, you know, as they get a little older, this generation, you come to a crossroads when they hit teenagers. And I've let them go from the nest because I love them.
Because I say, know what your son
I say you don't have to, you don't have to tow this road that your daddy towed. I appreciate you towing it, but I can let you leave the nest, walk your own path. This one, Sancho. Stat boy is a diehard Lamar Jackson Baltimore Raven fan. Well, anyway, just so you know,
just so you know
and feel good, my youngest made his official allegiance to the Kansas City Chiefs and back to the Chiefs because I'll be honest with you, he was always a Chiefs fan. But when y'all lost in that Super Bowl and he picked y'all to win and y'all offensive line was bad and he beat the bejesus out of you, that kind of traumatized him a little bit because he had gone on national TV with me and picked the Chiefs to win and they let him down. But as of yesterday, that's all forgiven. So you got a nephew now in Kansas City. You got a nephew in war paint.
The second child is always be the smartest.
But I appreciate him riding as long as he did for his daddy, though. I appreciate both of them riding as long as they did for me.
I hear you, brother. Listen, I had a rough couple of days because I was in hospital.
I know how you feeling. How you doing?
But listen, I'm still trying to catch myself. Let's get another physio. But
dude, you have one of the busiest schedules ever, and you take in your teams, boy. You make sure you don't miss a beat.
Listen, I don't know what fell's voice this past week. My hospital staff get terrorized on Saturday.
Now listen,
We got a bench back.
Right he's to the chase.
He's been playing bad, even though we've been winning. He's been throwing interceptions. I don't know what he's seeing. It's like he's seeing ghosts. He reminded me of Perry in the election a couple of years back. Where he was seeing ghosts in the crowds. This man seeing ghosts because where he's be throwing. Nobody is beat. And if Kirby don't sit him down, we got Tennessee on Saturday. Boy, and let me tell you something. I scared.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I need Tennessee to hang 40 on us.
And I can be honest with you. You got some key pieces that are really, you know, Georgia Bulldogs on the offensive side and the defensive side. It's just not your quarterback.
It's solid.
Our it's just not your quarterback.
Is that they always on the field. Because Beck can't sustain no.
Because it's your quarterback. He looks
completely different. Bowers and McConkey and
when old boy was there too. Bennett, right? Who's the backup in LA now?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have to worry about that. Y'all knew directly what was gonna happen. He was be prepared and ready to go. Right. This kid has had his issues.
But last year with Alabama, the game with Alabama in the SEC championship, McConkey and he looked different. I mean, those guys basically made him, and I think at some point now Kirby has to say, because we got a redshirt transfer who balling, who could ball. We might need to go to him and sit down and play. But you know, at the other day they said the Lord give it and the Lord take it away, and His name is always blessed. So he took away from me on Saturday and he gave.
But all he delivered for you on Sunday.
But you know what? I'll tell you. See. This is why you got to go to the inside, right? So Pinnell and Colossus don't normally play on the field goal team.
Interesting.
Spike said to them, Colossus is a long, tall fella, and Pinnell has a big jump. And he said to Pinnell, and Donna too. Mike Donna was hurt. He was off a couple of weeks. He came back, and he said, ease yourself in on special teams. And so they was practicing that for 2 weeks with that trio. And that's the trio that crashed the line.
And that's the trio that got it done yesterday and saved you all a perfect season. And like I said, sometimes it's not whether you're good or not. It's whether you're lucky or not. And you've got the good skill. You've got good coaching. And you're lucky. You're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, the coach
recognized that and changed that. So last week was their first week playing together doing that. And Donna, this was his first week back. Part of it is looking at you, knowing your players, knowing your skills, and practicing these things. Those guys said they practice that. And I mean,
and that's the difference. That's the difference with coaching and non-coaching. That's the difference between coaching in Kansas City and coaching elsewhere around the league, in Dallas included in that. It's night and day.
So trust me.
Buffalo can come in cocky. We can come in. We look shaky. But every time we look shaky in 1 week, you know what we do? We come back the next week strong. And Mahomes, I still saying this. Mahomes has not thrown an interception in the last 2 games, right? He's taking what the defense has given him, right? We should have McCole Hardman back at full strength. He only played a couple of snaps that yesterday because he still aimed all the way back up. But God help the league when Mahomes get clicking. Does Mahomes get clicking?
That's the scary thing, because last year he wasn't clicking. And remember, we discussed it on the show, and I said, when he won the last regular season game, I said, boy, watch out. Patrick got the look in his eye, and he ran the board after that.
So, you know, everybody's saying we the underdog. Everybody thinks we go into Buffalo.
No, I think until they beat you, you credit the Stu, because you're all playing on both, you're getting it done, both sides of the board, and now on special teams. So, and you got Lady Luck smiling on you. You can be a tough out, I'll tell you.
If what they say, if you live right, you live good.
So, there you go.
Anyway, but yeah, I just rehabbing, brother.
All right, well, all the best with that, man, and feel better with that, too. And listen, tell your quarterback, Patrick, stop looking like his brother Jackson walking off the field. Outside of that, I ain't got no problem with him. I got her now and feel better, bro. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I got a question for you.
All right.
Earlier you made a comment that your three best teams in the league were Lions, Chiefs, Ravens.
And that's totally based on my personal opinion, and you probably have a different three, and there's nothing wrong with those.
Yeah. But now, when I used to play football, my coaches always asked me, what was your thought process when you were doing something? What's your thought process? Like, why do you... Well,
right.
Full disclosure, I'm a hardcore Steeler fan.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm
and at the end of the last game my Cowboys won this year was against your Steelers.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Be nice when you talk to me now.
No. But your team sucks. We know that. The thing I'm wondering is,
but even though we suck, we still beat you though. Even though we suck, we still beat you, and that's why I put other teams. That's why I put other teams above your Steelers, because they haven't allowed an injury depleted team like the Dallas Cowboys to go on the road and punch you in the mouth like my Cowboys did. So that's a starting reason.
That is. Dallas beat Pittsburgh, a really crappy team beat a good team. So how do you deal with the Raiders beating the Ravens?
The Raiders beating the Ravens is the same thing.
How does that compute now? Is that the same or no? That's different.
No, I mean it's the same. They lost to lesser opponents, but if you look at the body of work,
what about?
Hold on,
if you're gonna ask me,
let me at least get my answer out before you try ram or steal a yellow towel down the throat.
Go ahead.
Now, if you look at Baltimore, they have been played tougher opponents and been more consistent, in my opinion, than the Steelers, because early on, you all had some cupcakes.
Okay.
You had some kinks to work out. But if you would have listened to the show on Friday, you would have heard me say that now that they've gone to Russell Wilson, it seems that the maturity at the quarterback position is what they were missing. Not really that Fields can't get it done. Been there, he's won a Super Bowl. Obviously, he's been waiting and doing the prep work to get in. Your offense has improved since he came in, and the proof is in the pudding the last 2 weeks. You're now getting a better rapport with Russell Wilson and Pickett than you had with Fields and Pickett.
Okay.
And I think that's a good thing, because I think that could be a good duo. And your tight end, Freiermuth, is now going to be more involved because Russell Wilson knows how to get the tight end involved. And Russell knows how to get the defense back off the line so Najee could run a little bit more. You've got Warren back off the hamstring injury, so I think that gives you the punch in the backfield that you need. And you've always had a good defense.
As long as you start fumbling, you'll be fine.
And you have a good defense. Tomlin always prides himself in a good defense. It's going to bend and never break. And sometimes in the right opportunity, steps up and makes plays. So I think you're a good team, but I just don't have you over the Chiefs or the Ravens right now. And you're not in the NFC.
The Chiefs are defending champions, and they're undefeated.
Correct.
Even though they're winning, they're winning some games.
And I know it burns you that I got a division rival over you in Baltimore, but see it play out.
I just want to retort. You have a team that has a worse record than us, that has lost to some bad teams, who we are 7-1 in our last 8 games against. You have them above us.
But who won that division last year?
Yeah, okay.
No, but I mean for all
I'm
of that.
Talking,
but
I'm talking,
for all of
I'm
your...
Talking,
but that's
we're
great.
We're talking about last year. We're talking about this year.
But hold on.
I'm trying to wonder how you put them ahead of us this year.
How you get to be 7-1 against them this year?
No, we're 7-1 against them in our last 8 games.
In your last 8 games, and that speaks to division rivalries, okay? You throw the records out the window in the division games.
I know it, and I know it.
So,
I always start the year saying we're going to be 3-3 in our division.
The
Browns could beat us. You never know.
I just personally think with the addition of here's some more salt in your wound, former Steeler Deontay Johnson, when he gets that playbook under his belt, and they really, proceed toward the playoff.
He'll just keep running backwards every time he catches a ball, so we ain't worried about him.
That's all right. As long as he's going into the end zone, it's worth 6 points.
If he's running backwards, he ain't going to make too much headway.
Listen, I would downplay it too, but you know that he knows the playbook. He knows how certain things go.
But I'll tell you something, and I've been incredibly amazed. See, Baltimore's... And you can find this with most Steelers fans, we won't use the word hate with Baltimore. We dislike them. But when those guys first started with Ogden and Ray Ray and those, they always had respect for the Ravens. But I'll tell you that something that I don't know if enough people are paying attention to is that Henry, running back. Derrick Henry is doing something, I think, because he's. How many years has Derrick Henry been playing football now?
Derrick Henry was in Tennessee about 8 years, maybe 7 years. So he got about eight years on his belt.
He's close to being a decade, and he is still a monster.
Yeah.
That's running
2016 to 2024. So basically, he's got about 8-9 years. In the league.
Yeah, what he's doing is...
Let me tell you the key to your offense right now in Baltimore, and it's not Lamar Jackson. It's the linchpin is going to be later on in the year that the icebreaker for you guys is going to be Zay Flowers. Because when that offense is completely healthy, completely rolling and incorporated Deontay Johnson, that Zay Flowers is going to be tough. It's going to be a tough cover for anybody in that Baltimore offense. But... like I say, you in a division game, you throw that out the window. Tomlin will scheme something up, and it'll probably be creative. But right now, I like Zay Flowers as being intent to get some wins for Baltimore on that side of the football.
Yeah, what we've done over this last several years, of course, we rush and contain because you don't want 8 running wild on you.
No, but see, the problem is with you, and containing 8 and containing Derrick Henry is. The problem is y'all don't have an answer for Justice Hill because Justice Hill is very competitive and I don't think any of your linebackers could cover him coming out of the backfield. And you have some good linebackers, but Justice Hill has made a living this year, especially catching that intermediate stuff and turning it into big gainers.
Well, we have a reputation.
And that's all based on matchups as well because of the mismatch.
My wife and I always talk football, and I always, from when she got really interested, and I would say it's all about matchups. It's all about matchups.
You got it. Listen, I seen some teams before that they missed one offensive lineman. They can't cover the defensive end, and guess what? That team wins the game because the quarterback got blown up all day, every day.
All day, every day. Yeah,
but,
I've seen that.
But I do have you all as one of the top four or five in the AFC for sure. And in the overall league, definitely top 10. I'm not going to dump on you like that.
I think we're a playoff team. I guess...
I think you're a playoff team for sure. Now, it depends on how dangerous you're going to be, and that it all lies on Russell Wilson.
Yeah, of course, but you know what team there, you know what team in the league right now that, like, I kind of glad that the Ravens beat, but you know that do you see that Cincinnati team, bro?
Listen, bro, I was just going to tell you, be careful. Y'all got to play them one more time before the end of the year. That's a nasty division game
That team, and of course, you see what Roger Goodell did with us. He gave us all six of our division games at the second half. We haven't played a division game yet, you know.
Listen, the league has given plenty to the Rooney family, so if they give you six division games after the break, I don't care.
Now you're talking nonsense. and after our six division games, you know who our two arbitrary games are against?
We are arbitrary games.
Kansas City and Philly.
That's what you get. Yeah. Ask Dan Rooney how you like them apples now.
I'll ask him, right? But I'm going to have to wade through those Lombardis first, and then when I get to him, I'll ask him, okay?
Yeah, I know how it is. Once you get through the first five, you should find the last one. Don't be a stranger, Steeler. Good conversation today, man. All right? Don't be a stranger, man.
Be good, my brother.
You too, man. Be safe. Let's get to the other. Callers, I see you hang tight to get to the first break. Flip side of the break, I get right at you. Oh, you want me to take right out of the break? Callers, just hang on. Be coming to you right out of the break.
Plantation, and me never get paid. A gold they stole away, how many life they slay. Now them work to slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we knew and that you could only spell. And all those funds that you compel.
Hey. Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Flavid Island Games, we making dreams come true. Flavid Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and vines, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
What gift gives you joy?
The gift of home renovations.
Apply for a personal loan with CIBC Caribbean and use your funds for a dream holiday, home renovations, or more, and we'll gift you no loan application fee and the chance to win one of three prizes in your country from our regional pot of up to US$100,000. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving. CIBC Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Ah, yeah. We're back at you on the Monday, November 11th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's get these calls in real quick. Then I get to your picks. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we got a solid final 15 today with Rich Eisen and Kirk Morrison's. The biggest takeaways from week 10 in the NFL. Some interesting takes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
What's going on, Muff?
Hey, put Alien in today, right?
No, you're under the weather. I'm mean, not under the weather. Your phone under the weather and laptop on the blitz. Technical difficulties.
Okay, yeah. Molly talking foolishness, man. Because I think that was the first time yesterday, too. They just been, hey, number 95, run me out, boy. Man, you can't jump on the hard, the first hard count. You know, they trying to count, do the hard
which,
count.
Which game you talking about, man? Breathe. What game are you talking about?
The Washington game and the Steelers game. What are you talking about, man?
Okay.
They win by 1 point.
Yeah, but I had the Steelers to win, so I'm mad at you. I had the Steelers to win, so I'm upset. You know, my pick came through, but...
Yeah, I don't want them to get beat so bad. He talking foolishness. They got Kansas City on Christmas Day. Tell them call the show back on Boxing Day then. If they beat Kansas City, then they say something. They got the Eagles, and all the Eagles can beat them. And Baltimore can beat them. So I know what he's saying. Now, you see the upset with the Saints... give to the ladder.
Division game again? I just finished talking about division games. You throw the record out the window with division games.
Yeah, and then the Patriots, they you see what they do? They upset the Chicago Bears? Well, what happened again, old Williams, man? Again, old Williams.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but my neighbor, he gloried in last night. He ran by me right now talking, but he getting ready to watch garbage juice can't beat. I think so. I don't want them to get beat so bad. The Steelers get beat too.
Yeah, but
so
tell him the garbage juice beat him. And that's the last time my garbage juice Cowboys won a game.
No, shut up. No, you're talking about our game tonight. So you'll come around there to talk to me about it and say
the
Rams.
Yeah, well, the Rams can mash you up. I might have to come around there too and talk about do with him.
Yeah. All right, boss. Yeah, well, then let me
yes,
get,
Muff.
Get to the picture.
Be safe, my brother, man.
Tonight too against the Eagles and Washington. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, man. Good week of sports, man. And NBA and NCAA basketball is back too, man. It's good stuff. Let's get to the phone lines.
Yes, Muff.
Talking heads. Turn the radio down for me, please.
Yeah, Naughty.
Skiller, you got 2 minutes before we got to get to the break.
Yeah,
go.
Let me call you to let you know I can tell you one thing. You're going to be in the Bahamas tomorrow, right?
God's spare life, yes.
Okay. You're going to be on the show tomorrow, God's willing.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to ask you right, Naughty, on a positive note, being between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions.
Right.
Right? On a part, let's be real with it. Who you think is the better team right now? Between them two.
Boy, both teams play well. I think Detroit has a better offense than Kansas City, but Kansas City has a better defense than Detroit. They both have good coaching. I would lean with Andy Reid in the coaching department just based on experience and the fact that he's won a Super Bowl. But take nothing away from Dan Campbell. He's put his old imprint on that team and got them playing at a high level. At the end of the day, until somebody beats Kansas City, I got to roll with them right now in that conversation. But I will put into play, though, that the Detroit Lions last year opened up the season by going on the road and punching Kansas City in the mouth. So they're not afraid of Kansas City if they meet up. The problem is, can they navigate the landscape to get to the Super Bowl to face Kansas City if Kansas City makes it?
Now, you said that Kansas City have a better defense.
That, in my opinion.
I don't see that. Let me tell you why I don't see that, right? Do you know that the Kansas City Chiefs ain't had 25 points yet for the season?
It don't matter.
No, I just want to show you
if
something.
If you only letting up 16, you only got to score 20 to win.
Something. Do you know the Lions, the only game they didn't really blow their opponent was yesterday?
Yeah, the fact that Jared Goff had five interceptions and D'Amico Ryans had an awesome defensive game plan to harass him made him look like caca. Yeah, but you don't see Jared Goff do that every week.
Watch this. There is no quarterback in this league had five interceptions and win the game. They win the game. But another thing I want to show you too, but the Lions, right? Do you know? You see, they get the best defense in the league. I don't know if you know that. Of course, they
who got the best defense in the league?
Any team
who got the best defense in the league?
Huh?
Who you say got the best defense in the league?
The Lions. They have more interceptions than any team in the league.
Listen,
I wouldn't even talk with sacks.
But that's not the point. Remember, but the point is, though, they allow points to score. They've been in shootouts. They've let people put points on them. They've won some high-scoring games.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, even though they let people did that, what I'm saying is the majority of opponents, they blow out. They win. They blow them out by a margin. Kansas City ain't win no game by more than 10 points.
Still out. They 9-0.
Right.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Points. All the games they win by a field goal or a
still
touchdown.
Out. We can pick this convo up tomorrow, yeah, and we can talk about your Dolphins and the Rams,
no,
too, after
I
the Rams beat your Dolphins.
Well,
get your Laker point in real quick, because I got to get to the break. Hurry up.
Okay, we 6-4 now. You think we can be looking by time, Mr. Christmas?
Let it keep playing out. I think Redick is doing a good job coaching the team. I think they need to keep it going through AD and let LeBron feed off that and step up when he needed to. Last night he did a good job stepping up when AD went down with injury. But the Raptors, yeah,
night.
He got poked in the eye, nasty.
Oh.
But you shouldn't have the Raptors up by 14 points. And then the Lakers came back and won, pulling away. But
yeah, they win by what? But 10 points, eh?
Or a little more. But at the end of the day, let it all play out. The jury is still out, in my opinion, on them. Let me see where it goes. We need another big, and we need another scorer. I know about all that. Settle yourself.
Bro.
Calm yourself down. Don't. Go drink one iced tea. Yeah, you running way out now. Have a good one, Skiller. All right, here's my picks real quick, man. And it's all about the NFL Takedown promotion. Don't forget, you still got the drawing in November for $5,000 and the drawing in December for the grand prize, all-expense-paid trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All right, now it always plays to play and win with the Island Game. They always remind you to play responsibly and real easy. If you haven't got your Island Game account, simply log on to theislandgame.com, click on the sports book, set up your account, and get verified. Once you get verified by an Island Game rep, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play with and make that single game parlay, that single game bet or a parlay bet, and you're going to be registered for the drawings in November and December. All right? And again, I remind you, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, we're going straight to the NBA tonight. A bevy of games in the NBA tonight. A lot of games. A lot. A very, very good time. Fully loaded NBA tonight. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 big games tonight, and then a ton on Tuesday night. But 5 good ones. You got the Brooklyn Nets and the New Orleans Pelicans. This game is a coin flip here. Zion Williams is out. The Pelicans got some injuries. I'm going to go with the hungry the Brooklyn Nets on this one. Give me the point and a half. I think they could win by 2 points. And they've been playing well as of late, so give me the Nets over the Pelicans. The Cavaliers are definitely the team to beat in the Eastern Conference, in my opinion. But they're due for a loss. They're on the road against Chicago. They're 8-point favorite. What I'll do is, I'll take Cleveland in the money line, or I take Chicago plus the 8, because it's an 8. So there's ways you can play it there. You got the Clippers on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder lost an uncharacteristic game last night. I think they bounced back, but 7 points against the Clippers, that might be a tall cover on back-to-back. So go with the Thunder and the money line on that one. And then you got the Kings and the Spurs. Kings, I played a rough one into overtime last night. On the road against San Antonio today, back-to-back. I still like the Kings to get it done by 1 over the Spurs. Still think they're just the better team right now. And the Houston Rockets at home against the Washington Wizards. Listen, the Washington Wizards don't beat nobody, but they know how to cover. Take the 12.5 points. Houston's coming in off a back-to-back. I like Washington to cover. I don't like them to win, but they'll lose by less than 12. And that's a wrap right there on my picks. I brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And they always remind you to play responsibly. Quick break, flip side of the break. We got Rich Eisen taking us home. Good stuff, everybody who called in, chimed in, and texted in. We'll do it again tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see ya.
Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave the wheat to brown. It goes by so long, and the plantation, I may never get paid.
Every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian, you can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. Has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Look at Jared Goff, and I think about D'Amico Ryans, who was the defensive coordinator with the San Francisco 49ers. And I remember when Jared Goff was with the Niners, who would give him fits every single week. It was, they would pressure, they would have someone in his fit. They would just make Jared Goff very, very uncomfortable. And you saw it last night. Jared Goff was not able to step into some throws last night. They would not let him get comfortable in that pocket. And you try to move the pocket, and there was somebody for him every single play. They did all of that without Will Anderson. So I can only imagine, had Will Anderson been available, that probably would have get ugly yesterday for Jared Goff. That still is not one of my five takeaways and observations of week number 10 in the NFL. Del Tufo, hit the music.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kirks.
Top five.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
Let's
that.
Go.
You see it. My top five observations of week number 10. Well, every single week we try to have someone enter the chat. And once they enter the chat, we quickly tell them to leave the chat. Whether it was Jaden Daniels, right? Whether it was Jared Goff. Let's just be honest. We try to find somebody else to put into this group chat, but it's really only one guy. And that guy is my number five takeaway of the week. Start at number five. Let's just give Lamar Jackson the MVP. Let's just stop. What are we waiting for?
No, I don't want to do that.
What are
yet.
We waiting for?
What do you mean?
What are we waiting for? Like, let's just give it.
He's got a teammate that can split votes.
I understand that, but let's be honest. When that dude, number eight, has the football in his hands, even with those uniforms on, it looked like the Crown Royal bags. Like, that was unbelievable last week, watching Lamar Jackson be Lamar. And we have to sit back. I love what Mike Tomlin had to say about it. And they were like, hey, you know, you guys were going up against Jaden Daniels and, you know, the type of quarterback that he is, and you see what Lamar is doing. He said, no, that's Mr. Jackson. That's not Lamar. That is Mr. Jackson for all those people out there. Let's just give him the MVP now. What are we waiting for?
What are we going to see
over the next 7 weeks is going to change the way that I feel about who the best player in the National Football League is. Tell me a player right now that's going to take my attention and be like, oh, give it to him.
A 17 is going to beat the Chiefs next week.
Ooh. You talking about no November, Allen?
Wow.
I had to say the first day.
I mean, the guy's got a better record than the Crown Royal Bags right now.
Hey, but it's also November.
Okay.
It's also November.
Okay.
We shall see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No love.
No love.
I mean, look, we made our picks last week in Germany. He was my clear MVP, so I'm with you.
Yeah, what he's doing is like, we want to find ways. Is he not the Joker, Nikola Jokic? I mean, Jokic, like, let's just be honest. Jokic is the same thing. Like, didn't Jokic have like a triple double last night?
Like, he had like 58, 25, like, and 36.
He was
something ridiculous.
He had a game that's never happened in NBA history last night.
Like, let's be honest. Like, you have a ridiculous stat, and it's like, no one's even talking about it today. It's not even talked about. It's just like, that's the same how I feel about Lamar. My number four takeaway now. I like to give out awards right now because we should just give them away. Like, we don't have to wait until NFL Honors, even though we're all going to get all dressed up and go to NFL Honors. We're going to have a 2-hour show, and we could give the award away today. November 11th, let's just give the award away to Coach of the Year, Mike Tomlin. That's what I learned in week number 10. Because what Mike Tomlin is, tell me who's got the guts to say, Justin Fields, appreciate what you've done to start the season. Even though we've got a winning record, and we look to be going in the right direction, Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback. And I'm going to give the job back to Russell Wilson that he won out of training camp. He did lose to injury. And everybody said, what is he thinking? What is Mike Tomlin doing? Why, Mike Tomlin? And there's a reason why. And you saw it on full display over the last couple weeks. Look, they're calling Detroit. Jeff said, look, we're seeing a different team in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson dancing. They're playing good defense. Patrick Queen comes over and brings a nice little element. And they went out and got Mike Williams. They traded for him from the Jets. And right away, what did Russell Wilson do? Right over the shoulder. Go on, Mike Williams. Be productive. And you know who's the architect of all of it? Mike Tomlin. He's got a faith in his guys, and they play well above. I think they know their capabilities. They don't even know how good they are, but they have a great team mindset. And that comes from great coaching. Let's just give Mike Tomlin the Coach of the Year right now.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need
Kirk, I was looking at the Steelers Instagram page yesterday. You know, they do clips of players walking in, their outfits and everything.
Right.
I noticed something, and I made a comment on Instagram. Coach T wore some black low-top Air Force Ones to the game yesterday. You know what time that's demon time when you break out the Air Force Ones.
Stealing souls.
All right. Black Air Force Ones means you ain't for play.
Didn't he do that a couple years ago where he gave the whole team a pair of those?
Yeah. You see somebody in some black Air Force Ones, I'm going to a different line. Like, if you're at the grocery store, he got black Air Force.
No.
Okay, let me go to the other line. Because I don't know what time he on right now. But he is Coach of the Year. And I love what they're doing. It's going to be fun. Look, you got a big challenge upcoming. They got the Lamar Jackson versus, obviously, the Pittsburgh matchup, seeing Russell and Lamar. That's going to be great. My takeaway number three from week number 10. Fellas, they always say the cliche in the NFL is you can't let one loss beat you twice. Well, one loss has beaten a team three times.
Yep.
The Hail Mary play, Jaden Daniels throwing it all the way into the end zone. Who was that? Who caught the pass again? Noah Brown.
Yep.
Noah Brown. That play was the season in a nutshell for the Chicago Bears. Since that play, the Chicago Bears have done what? They've lost two more games now. So that's three losses in a row for the Chicago Bears. And today now they're saying, I hear, what's the quote we got from Coach Matt Eberflus. We have let's run it. Run the tape on Eberflus. Yeah. Okay. We got a little bit of time. We'll get to it. Because Matt Eberflus had to. He had some comments after the third loss now in a row for the Chicago Bears.
When it comes to changes and adjustments, what all is under consideration here?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just in-game communication. You know, in terms of that, it's got to be better. The adjustments, the tactical adjustments need to be better, you know, with that on all sides. You know, and everything's on the table. And it's important that we look at everything and we take the time to get that done.
Matt, are you going to make a change at quarterback?
No, Caleb is our starter.
Yeah, he better be your starter. You are all in on Caleb Williams. I know this little rough three.
Change at quarterback?
Oh, well, you have to ask that question.
Head coach. How about a change at play caller? Can we give Caleb some help? What are these idiots doing? Are the Bears going to win another game, honestly?
You know what? That is a very good question.
They were 4-2 and a playoff team.
As they sit right now, currently 4-5.
I'm a Pats fan. They had no business losing to the Patriots yesterday. We're terrible. We have four good players, okay? And then 49 other ones.
That's four too many. But
we have four good players, and we smoked them. Bad. They looked like a high school team yesterday.
Drake May hit you with all the cliches
after
the game.
I love that dude.
Yeah. You know, just had to get the football out, man. Just guys were playing fast and playing physical, and that's what Coach wanted us to do, Coach Mayo. I'm just one of his guys.
He's amazing.
He was in full coach mode yesterday.
Completely on the opposite end of the spectrum is Caleb Williams sitting on the bench with the organization is failing him.
Well, the story yesterday was all about Caleb Williams, and no one talked about how Drake May went in there and put on a clinic of how to play in a windy stadium. Everybody feel like it's called the Windy City for a reason. So you're not going to be throwing a ton of footballs in the air because the wind's going to take them. That's how they lost yesterday, watching Caleb Williams. And oh, by the way, the Chicago Bears, I do want to ask you this, guys. As they sit at 5-4, I'm just going to give you the next six games.
4-5.
They're 4-5 right now. Let me tell you the next six games for the Chicago Bears. You ready?
Yeah.
Green Bay.
Loss.
Minnesota.
Loss.
At Detroit.
Loss.
At San Francisco.
Loss.
Detroit again.
At Minnesota.
At Minnesota. Wow.
Loss.
And then Detroit.
Loss.
Those are the next six games. Whew. Seattle, I don't know what's going to happen when they get all the way down. I'll tell you this.
And Green Bay's going to be resting, guys, so maybe they'll win in Week 18.
That won't be a flex, by the way. That will not be flexing that game in Week 18. That's the next six game for the Chicago Bears. And so, like I said, number three, yes, the Hail Mary has ended the season for the Chicago Bears. My number two takeaway, an observation. We got the music ready, Del Tufo. We don't have the music ready. Well, I'll figure it out because yesterday, the Jags, the Giants, Tennessee Titans, Cleveland Browns, even on a bye. The Jets, after their loss to the Arizona Cardinals, and even on a bye as well, the Raiders. Let's get used to saying, you are now on the clock, because that's what they're going to hear now the rest of the season. You are now on the clock. We should just get the music ready for just, hey, you are now on the clock. These teams have now